Blog Talk Radio.
In the contest for some yeast? Make your own bread?
Yeah, possibility. Possibility.
Welcome to Rated M Talk. I am Joe Ellis.
I'm B-Red.
Welcome, welcome.
And we're missing a voice tonight.
We're missing a voice tonight. Skeeter's not here because he has been shoveling me really, really hard. Really hard.
Really?
He's been shoveling that white stuff.
Yeah, shoveling.
All day long. Yeah.
Up in the Northeast, we got hit by Juno.
I didn't even know I had a name until about 30 seconds ago, so.
Yeah, Namita gave it the name Juno.
And they named it after an underage pregnant chick. That's right, you're inside her womb and this is the semen.
Oh, good.
Prepare for impregnation.
Yeah, they impregnated the Northeast.
So if you'd like to give us a call.
917-889-2689. Yeah.
A fucking clock. Yeah, it's one of those tweet tweet bird clocks. Every hour it starts tweeting. I'm just like, what the fuck? What bird in?
Yep, the bird is in.
My mother had the same thing, but it was the cat clock. I always call it the pussy timer.
Now, I got a sound for you, Joe, to listen to that. The sound is from, or what it doesn't sound like. Call back. We would love to hear from you.
The strange porno music that beer has. Like, what the fuck? They're goddamn Sims. I remember I worked at Walmart. Some guy started hitting on a chick, and she's like, get a life, and his dumbass actually replied, I already play The Sims. Way to go, Romeo. Yeah, you didn't get them bitches now, you fucking The stupid. Why do you keep bleeding?
Why do you keep bleeding?
Tonight on Rated M Radio.
Rated M Radio.
Why the stupid should be sterilized?
The stupid should be sterilized, huh?
Actually, I think they should be put on an island and do nothing but reproduce, but then we take their aborted fetuses and stem cells and cure diseases. I've culled the stupid and cured cancer. Where's my statue? I'll take bronze. It doesn't have to be gold.
Okay. I recently watched this movie called The Interview. Have you seen it?
Yes. I finally got to watch it because it's now on Netflix.
Yeah, The Interview is on Netflix, people. The most controversial movie of the year. To the
Koreans. What I thought was hilarious is the fact that they tried to mail copies of the movie. Well, they took copies of the movies, tied them to balloons, and sent them into North Korea. And all I could think of is, well, that's a great idea, but what are the chances of them actually landing somewhere where there's, a DVD player?
And the fucking president of North Korea, or the dictator, whatever you call the fucking foreign freck over there.
Yeah, it's going to drop from the sky. They're going to see little plastic discs that are shining. They're going to go, UFO peace. Supreme leader, aliens come to North Korea. Supreme leader, I know you're not too busy not peeing and pooping. But I have magical round disc.
That's my third round disc, With your picture on that. You see, it's your picture on that. It looks like you, but it's not you. What the fuck are you when you're in the movie?
We're different, but same thing.
Oh, different, but same thing? Yeah. But I see why the freaking Queen was fucking pissed watching that, freaking knowing that movie was coming out. But how did they know it was offensive? How did they come watching all that?
They didn't. They just saw it made by Americans about North Korea and instantly got their panties in a lot.
Yep.
Kim Jong-un was like, this is not going to be good. I remember what they do to my father in that movie with the puppet.
Movie with the puppet?
Yeah. Yeah, the World Police.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember what they do with my father in puppet. I don't want to see what they do with me in real life with Fat Boy.
It's brilliant. Americans fucking do that shit and piss off fucking just for funny ass fucking movies, and foreign people get pissed because Americans make fun of the foreigners, a foreign prick.
America, fuck yeah.
Yep.
Look, it's not that we're arrogant. It's just that life is so awesome here, we don't know any other way to live.
No.
I remember hearing a Carlson Cia skit where he's talking about how he went to France and they got pissed off because he wanted more ice in the soda. It's like, well, yeah, when you're used to going to McDonald's and putting your empty cup under the magical ice machine and getting it full of fucking ice, of course you're going to want more ice in your soda. What you?
Okay.
I just say, do we have a caller?
No, but because...
Do we finally have a winner for the B-Rad underwear?
No, because... What the fuck? Because... What the... Yeah, but just keep on talking. I'll fix this problem. No, the time limit on this video show, because it was wrong when we had 5 minutes left, but... What the fuck? Alright, just keep on talking. I'll fix this.
I wonder if we're even still live on the air.
Yeah, we are still live on the air, but...
Shrek kept Donkey around, so we have something to fuck.
What the fuck? Yep, Donkey,
the donkey. Listen, donkey, you're gonna do what I say, and you're gonna shut your fucking mouth.
Donkey.
Turn around and stick your arse in the air.
Donkey.
I figured Fiona Donkey looks same from behind.
Oh, yeah. But,
Brother, don't have sex with monkeys. You'll get AIDS.
Sex with monkeys? How can you get AIDS with monkeys?
Because a lot of monkeys are actually immune to AIDS and carry it benignly, like baboons.
Yeah.
It's actually where AIDS is rumored to come from. Either someone fucked a monkey, and they went home and fucked their wife, who then went off and fucked their boyfriend, who then went off and fucked his boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how it started.
Yes. I thought it came from African-American.
Yeah, from Africa.
I thought they came from African-American, not from an African monkey.
No. African monkeys. Well, the more popular belief is that they got it from blood and open wounds from slaughtering monkeys. But I like the idea of some scientist fucking the monkey. And the scientist goes off and fucks some African chick, who goes off and fucks a bunch of other dudes because she's a whore. Then he goes home and fucks his wife, and then she goes and fucks her boyfriend, who goes and fucks his boyfriend, who goes and fucks his girlfriend, and then so on and so forth. And then everybody's got AIDS. You've got AIDS. Yes, you've got AIDS.
Damn it. All right. We should be able to do this. Yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully no one cut us off in Pasadena is live. What the fuck? For some reason, I fucked up the freaking time. I put 30 minutes, but somehow it added to itself to only 15 minutes for live feed. So we don't have to.
Goddamn AIDS monkeys.
All right. If you want to give us a call at 917-889-2689, you can give us a call and join in this fuck-fest conversation.
But, yeah, getting back to North Korea, did you know that they think they won the World Cup?
Yeah, they think they won the North Cup.
I love the videos they showed of them winning the World Cup, because it showed them playing a soccer game and there's nobody in the stands. And then they cut to a real clip of the World Cup and the stands are full. But, yeah, that isn't obvious. Open for 3 minutes to win them right to us. Now pick your haircut from one of the 14 approved government haircuts.
Oh.
Just in case you know, all the male ones look the same.
Yeah, but you see all these fucking stupid people that go on the internet, get in their freaking boxers or underwear, dive into the snow now during the freaking this blizzard.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of men. But imagine me wearing my Superman underwear and diving into the freaking into the snow.
Can I not? Trying to keep my dinner down.
That would blow up on the internet.
I think we would blow up the internet. Like, you're going to be like, no, I want to see this. I'm killing myself. Silicon Valley will self-destruct. All the Google servers will just melt down instantly.
Yeah.
YouTube will just commit genocide.
Woohoo! I am Superman! It's the snow. Boom!
First video gets played, Google just shuts itself down. Yeah, it becomes self-aware that very instant and then says, nope, I can't go on living this way. Like, I let shitty titties pass. This will not survive.
Yeah, well, we don't talk to you live.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Cole.
This is Ethel. This is Ethel. I'm trying to get a hold of Jimmy. I need him to pick me up a pack of Virginia Slims.
What?
Ethel's trying to get a hold of Jimmy for Virginia Slims.
What?
Is that you, Jimmy?
You sound like a dirty old lady.
Yeah.
Yo, Jimmy, I need you to pick me up those Virginia Slims.
Virginia Slims. I'm hit. Are you Jimmy?
I got a Virginia, but it ain't Slim.
Well,
it's a 100.
Uh-huh.
Robust flavor.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like you, Jimmy. I need you to pick up my Virginia Slims and bring them home to me right now, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
I told you to go to sleep, Grandma.
Is that your grandmother?
No. not unless she got a phone in heaven, which told her.
Yeah. Is that your grandma?
Who is that?
It's Jimmy, your grandson.
Jimmy, you're a bitch, Jimmy. Bring me my Virginia Slims.
You sound like you want a bagel.
I want my Virginia Slims. I just smoked my last one.
Nope, you probably smoked your own last one.
Your mom smoked your last one.
Yeah, you smoked your last one.
Virginia Slims 100.
Jimmy!
Jimmy!
Jimmy, you must be Jimmy. I'm not Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah, we can be Earl.
Bring me my Virginia Slims.
Oh my God.
The Virginia Slims, but they cause cancer.
No, Jimmy, give me my Virginia Slims.
But you'll get cancer. And then you'll die.
Yes, you will.
And you've written out the will.
Yeah.
I'm sick of your wacky tobacco, Jimmy. Jimmy, stop with the wacky, but stop with the wacky shit. And bring me my Virginia Slims.
You... What?
Yeah, Jimmy? I can tell it's you, Jimmy. It's you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I play with my Jimmy.
Yeah, we have Jimmys, but I don't know what that is, Jimmy.
For some guys, it's a Johnson.
Yeah, Jimmy. The last car driver?
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, you better bring my Virginia Slims. Before I get crazy, Jimmy.
Hey, but just like Grandpa's penis used to be.
Oh, okay, there, Grandpa. Okay, they just hung
up. Oh, that's why I wasn't talking about cotton candy penises. I didn't get to say clip at the end of the live broadcast. Clip!
Oh, that's it. It fucked up the tongue. It's only, that whole thing was recorded.
This is going to be a broadcast. And Ethel, you didn't give us your address so we could send you your free pair of B-Rad underwear.
No.
Nor did you specify Darth Vader or Superman.
Darth Vader or Superman.
I'll warn you, the Darth Vader ones are black, so they're probably more soiled. The Navy clothes are worth more.
Oh, yes, they are.
The nasty, dirty panty stores. You walk in, a bunch of dirty Asian men, they're like, oh, dirty panty. I want Patsy a big fetish.
They have dirty panty stores over in Asia.
Oh, yeah. The dirtier, the more expensive they are.
Nice.
That's your little vending machine where it's kind of like a grab bag. Sometimes you'll get a clean panty in a package, and sometimes you'll just get some dirty, nasty.
Really? Dirty? Then my fucking boxes would be worth quite a bit of money over there.
Yeah, but you're not a girl. But if you put on some girl underwear and just say you're a girl.
And soil the hell out of them.
American girl underwear. Soil for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and some soil.
Drop a few bits of blood in the crotch.
Yeah.
You know, some fish oil, make it stink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a girl underwear. Oh, that's a girl underwear. And then you vomit in your mouth.
Vomit in your mouth. 2 cups in one girl, whatever.
Two girls, one cup.
2 girls, 1 cup. Mm-hmm. 2 girls, 1 cup.
There's one, it's some number of girls finger painting, where they use finger paint to poo with finger paint.
Poo with finger paint?
Poo with finger paint.
Poo and finger paint, nice.
Yep. Nice.
Stick your finger in the butt and...
Stick your finger up a hole and then you get a Tootsie Roll.
Yep, you do. Mm-hmm. I get a Tootsie Roll every time.
Red Robin, yum.
Red. Okay, what's that has to do with fucking doing all that pussy rolling.
I don't know. I just want to say yum.
Yum. Yum.
Milk, milk, lemonade, and around the corner the fudge is made. Ew. You sick bastard.
You sick bastard. Oh, yeah. Da, 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 da. You sick bastard.
I love when people say to me, I fucked your mother. I was like, oh, my God, do I have to pay for this therapy this time?
You pay for this therapy?
Well, if you have sex with my mother, you're going to need some therapy after that.
Yeah, if you have sex with... Yeah.
That's like seeing Bigfoot shave walking around naked.
Bigfoot shave room naked? Do you think...
Like, oh, my God! Ah! It's a beast!
It's a beast? Yeah, it's a beast. Naked.
My mom should never listen to these podcasts. She's going to hate her.
Yeah.
Hate me. But that's okay, because I love you, Ma. Even though you... I remember one time, me and my ex and my friend...
Oh, jeez.
I tell you what, on the other side of the room was the doorway to my room. I was the farthest one away, but I was the first one in that room.
Oh, God.
I swear to God, I think I teleported. I think I turned the night crawler for half a second.
Actually, no, I stayed over a friend's house once, and accidentally saw my friend's mom's vagina under. She was sitting at the kitchen table, drinking her coffee. Nightgown on, no panties on whatsoever.
Was she cute?
Not bad at the time, you know?
Not bad.
For 12, 13-year-old.
Not bad, too. I think he's old. I was like, vagina!
I'm like, okay, what is that? I don't know. I'm 12, 13-year-old, but I have an idea what this is. But it doesn't look like a penis.
I remember wanting to bang my friend's mom when I was younger. She was hot.
Yeah, the milk. But
there's only one friend whose mom I wanted to bang. And then he ended up moving to Florida, and when he came back, he became a complete drug filled douche.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, I don't like you anymore. Why? Oh, I don't know. I might have to do the ecstasy when you're talking.
Oh, oh, yeah, but there's also guilt out there.
Yeah, I won't stop fucking his grandma. Dear Granny. Ethel. Hey, Ethel, you want a Virginia Slim in your butthole? We'll light that shit off. It'll be delicious. Pop goes the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel. Who's the weasel? Fucking grandmas. That would be an interesting site. It would be more experienced, you know.
Well, I'm not sure how real it is. I think it is real, but it was in an Assassin's Creed game, and it's a conversation you have with Benjamin Franklin, and the whole conversation is about how you should have sex with older women.
Because,
mm-hmm. One, they're more experienced.
Yep, exactly.
Two, they're more adventurous.
Yep.
And three, women age from the top down, meaning though their face and their bosoms may be starting to sag,
yep.
Their vagina is still fresh, young, and tight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here, and this is literally like a 20-minute conversation of him explaining how fucking older women is better. I'm just like, you know, Ben, you got a point there.
Yep.
You got a point there.
But it's the 21st century, and you see younger guys going after the freaking older women for relationships, or vice versa. Older guys going for younger women.
Well, that's been going on since... What year is it? When did we get out of the cave? Hold on. How long have human sapiens, Homo sapiens been on the Earth? That's the one that's been going on.
Yep.
Of course, back then it was, hey, that one's cross-bleeding yet? No? All right, I'll give it another week. Sorry for the harsh reality, folks. So let's face it. The period was designed as a warning signal to all the guys going, hey, this one's fertile.
Yep.
Pull out your ding-dongs. Lift deader. Come on, Oog.
Yeah.
Come on, Oog, hold her down.
Yeah. I've got my club.
Some women may not like that statement, but let's face it, that's the way it used to be.
Beat down woman.
Back in the day, there were three professions. You were strong, you were a hunter, and you went out and you killed animals and you brought home the meat.
Mm-hmm.
If you were not strong, you were a gatherer, which means you went out, gathered food, you made clothing, you...
Mm-hmm.
did all that shit.
Yep.
If you weren't good at either of those two things, you were a whore. And your job was, I'll sit here and get fucked, and I'll get to eat.
Yeah, that sounds like a profession. Fuck it. Be lazy and fucking get fucked.
Back when we were in the caves, it was either you hunted, you gathered, or you laid on your back with your legs in the air.
Yeah.
Or however cavemen used to do it, I'm not sure. Maybe cavemen had some weird, strange way to cave and fuck.
Get your girl!
You know, maybe they did trains on each other. I don't know. Human centipede. Who's the other with cocks? I don't know.
Ah,
oh. You know, anal sex probably happened by accident. You know, one guy was probably sitting there, and he looked over, and he thought it was a woman, and he went over, and he started turning, and the next day it rolled over, and it wasn't freaking Uga, it was Chuck. And Chuck was like, hey, that kind of felt good. Yeah, yeah.
And then the game homophobe century has begun.
And then that was when the homosexual was created.
Yeah.
Don't hate, they've been here just as long as us. In fact, I guess that was about a week in.
Oh, yeah.
If we even made it that far.
Oh.
As soon as we became sentient beings and started fucking for procreation, I'm going to have anal sex that afternoon. Well, a guy comes up to her and says, hey, you want to fuck? And she goes, you're young enough to be my son. Then what does she do? Goes home and fucks her son. Oh, yes. This is the first porno I ever saw. And I remember looking at it, and after I watched it, going up to my father and going, Dad, I have to tell you something. That porno was fucked up! Dad, your son, what the hell is wrong with you? What is this fucking shit? Dad!
Okay, we have to run out of time. We're starting to run out of time for a little bit this week. On that note, so you want to end the famous last word of this podcast?
Clint.
Thank you very much. See you next Wednesday night at 11 o'clock.
Good night, everybody, and thank you, Ethel, for calling it.
Oh, yeah.